Hi everyone, my name is Andy Greenfield and I am the chair of the Nominating and Governance Committee for Brand USA, and I have a few fellow board members on the phone, including our new board chair Barbara Richardson, and then other members of the Governance Committee, including Daniel Halpern and Tom O'Toole.
And Andy, I have joined. This is Mary Ann Ferenc.
Oh, fantastic. And Mary Ann Ferenc. So we're all here. Great. Thank you, Mary Ann. And so our first order of business today is to approve the minutes of the last meeting, which occurred on September 15th. And I would ask for a motion to approve those
minutes.
So moved. Second? Any seconds? I'll second. All in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great. So the minutes are approved. The next item of business, and just a little bit of background here, we have two board members who cannot serve on the board beyond December 31st of this year. We have another board member who can serve beyond December 31st, but would need to be reappointed before he can serve beyond that date. So as of January 1st, there's the potential that three current board members will be gone, and there's also a possibility that Secretary Ross might not get to reappointing or appointing replacements for those board members. And so one of the main goals of today's call is to make sure that we have board members assigned and elected into positions that will keep the board running smoothly, while at the same time not making final decisions on other positions and committee assignments until we know precisely what the full composition of the board is. So then we can make a more comprehensive discussion about how those positions should best be filled. So Barbara has already been elected chair, so that's great. So we've got that taken care of. Barbara was a vice chair, so she's obviously no longer a vice chair. And the other vice chair is John Edmond, and he's one of the people that is eligible to be reappointed but has not yet been reappointed. So one of the things up for discussion today is we have to have at least one vice chair. So that means we need to recommend as a vice chair someone that we know for sure will continue to serve on the board in 2018. And then secondly, we can decide to have a second vice chair, and we can discuss whether we want to contingently recommend that John Edmond serve as the second vice chair if and when he is reappointed. So I guess I'd like to just open up a discussion about whom we might want to appoint as vice chair as of the December board meeting, again, now that Barbara is no longer a vice chair. I'm happy to start off. Based on some discussions I've had with others, and I think Barbara's had more, one of the thoughts was that board member Kyle Edmonston might be a good choice as a vice chair because he is one of the longer serving board members. He has, a lot of DMO experience and has been a pretty engaged member of the marketing committee in the past. So I guess I just to start a conversation, I guess I'd like to hear what people think about that, and if people have other ideas, this is a good time to discuss.
Andy, Tom, I think that's an excellent idea. Has anyone broached the subject with Kyle? Do we know his viewpoint on it?
I haven't spoken to him. Barbara, do you know if you or anyone else has gauged his interest?
Yes, I have. There's an interest, but I would recommend that we reconfirm too. But yes.
Okay.
There is an interest.
Okay. Marianne or Daniel, do you have any thoughts about this?
I mean, it's Daniel. I think it's fine. I think Kyle's obviously been on the board long enough where he certainly understands the organization. He's certainly very thoughtful in his comments and meetings, and I think he's a worthy candidate for the position.
Marianne?
I would agree. I would agree. I mean, he certainly runs a state with a very robust tourism industry. He's been very engaged on a variety of different, in a variety of different ways on the national scene, I think. So he certainly has experience both within the Brands USA board and beyond. Has he served on the TTAB? Not that that's a requirement, but just wondering about his knowledge there.
This is Barbara. I don't know that he has, but he is a current marketing committee member, Bars.
Do we want to go forward with a recommendation to the full board that, you know, pending Kyle's reconfirmation of interest, that we would recommend him for that role?
This is Daniel again, just being one of the two that obviously will not be eligible for reappointment after the first of the year, I guess the 31st of this year. Having been an original board member, I think moving forward and not having leadership in place is a big mistake. So I would be in favor of nominating Kyle to be a vice chair of Brand USA.
Okay, so if no one has any further comments, could I ask for a motion to recommend to the full board that Kyle Edmondson serve as a vice chair for 2018?
This is Daniel. I'll reaffirm that. I nominate Kyle Edmondson to be first vice chair.
Okay. Do we need a second? Okay, great. All in favor?
Can I just, the only thing that I'm going to comment on to go on record with is then we need to look at when we put a private sector person in as well, because we'll have two DMOs. And I think in today's market world, that's probably a good thing, but we want to think in the future about how we put someone from private sector back into those roles again.
Yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point. And maybe that'll play a role in a moment when we talk about the other vice chair. I don't know if we got this far, but all approved, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. All right. So the committee recommends that Kyle serve as vice chair. So the TPA, I think, and certainly our bylaws allow us to have two vice chairs, and we, as an organization, seem to have taken advantage of that in the past. And so Barbara, I think it would serve you well to have that support, probably. And Daniel, you were chair of the organization. I assume it was useful to have two vice chairs. Are we all in agreement that it would be good to have two vice chairs since we're allowed to?
I thought all was marketing and...
So there's no rule that says who the vice chairs have to be.
Well, one is traditionally the chair of the marketing committee, right? Isn't that, or is that directly in the bylaws stated that way?
I thought one was always marketing and finance. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't think there's any requirement. George and Jake can certainly check, but I'm pretty sure that is not an absolute requirement. But I agree,
It's not an absolute requirement. It's traditionally been the case that the vice chairs have been the chair of the marketing committee and the chair of the audit committee. Actually, the chair of the finance committee has been the treasurer.
That was always the intent that was kind of an internal succession plan for leadership. That mm-hmm. there were some. Not detailed and laid out steps, but there was kind of a logical path to, doing a rotation in either marketing or finance and some of the other board positions before you became chairman. So I would just say having two vice chairs is good, and One was marketing. What was the other one?
Audit. Which is where Kyle is currently the chair of the audit committee. I just want to point that out.
Yeah, I don't remember that one because me and Arnie came out of finance, but that's fine. Be that as it may.
So I think we all agree that having two is a good idea. And again, taking into consideration what y'all just said about, you know, what other roles the vice chair plays, and taking into consideration Mary Ann's comment, I think the next thing to discuss is, you know, John Edmund currently is a vice chair. Would we like him, assuming he is reappointed? Well, I guess there's a couple things. Would we like him, assuming he's reappointed, to continue to serve as vice chair? And if he is reappointed but is not reappointed until after January 1st, I assume we're also comfortable that for some period of time between January 1st and the day he is reappointed, that we would have just one vice chair, that being Kyle. So I just like to sort of open up a quick discussion on that.
This is Daniel. Does that just kind of go against, maybe I missed it, but Mary Ann's comment that it's always good to have somebody from the private sector as one vice chair and somebody from the public sector as one vice chair. You would have two DMO guys as vice chairs and a board chair that serves in kind of a quasi-public-private role. And I'm only speaking from the outside and optically. Are we too laden with bureaucrats from the government?
Barbara, what's your sense about people's desire, about that specifically, and then individual members' desire to serve? I don't know if you've chatted with John.
You know, with respect to that, I mean, both of these gentlemen, you know, manage rather large budgets. And I guess my concern or my question, which I've posed, is related to the quals for the audit committee. And as the changes are going on, I mean, I think if we get new members, That was one of the questions about whether how we have the qualifications. So I don't have a reservation about either of these leaders. I think again that they carry a lot of financial responsibilities of their own. But I did, and I passed it along, have some questions about if we need to ask about that matter, the SEC qualifications.
Yeah, and that's something that hopefully your conversation with Julie Heiser and others, that Commerce is acutely aware that they've got to appoint. I mean, we have Arnie, and just as a side here, Arnie has agreed, at least on an interim basis, to return to the audit committee, not as chair, but just to be on it so that we have somebody with that type of experience on that committee. But with Tom Klein's departure, Arnie's the only one. So I guess we have to trust that Commerce understands the criticality of that. And we can certainly talk about that. So, Barbara, I even though I agree with what Daniel said, for some reason I don't, given the size of the programs, I don't have too much of a concern if John and Kyle were the two vice chairs, but Tom and Mary Ann, I think it would be good to get your sense about this.
I don't think it's... Mary Ann, go ahead. That's okay.
Well, I don't think it's a problem with these two particular individuals. I think, as Barbara pointed out, they manage large budgets. They're very engaged board members and very engaged on the national scene, and very engaged with the various issues that we're going to be up against, have been up against. I just think overall, though, it is important that we keep a private sector strong private sector perspective in our thoughts, you know, and in our actions and in our discussions. And we've had the benefit of having some very strong private sector leadership. And I think, you know, the DMO leadership is a great idea as well, particularly as, you know, DMOs are changing. Their roles and their lives are changing so much. Being, you know, so engaged with Visit Florida, I certainly have been privy to a lot of that up close and personal and how that relates to what happens at Brand USA. So I think that the timing may be great for us to have those particular individuals at this point in time, just bringing forth the private sector perspective and how important and how much we've benefited from that strong private sector leadership and how important that is from the, you know, I've always seen that very important at the TTAB level as well. So I'm just bringing that up as something for us to be cognizant about.
Yeah, I think we can I think we can even more formally resolve to continue that discussion because it's a really, really important point, especially as when we think about succession planning on the board. So maybe what I would recommend is two things. One, that we recommend that John Edmond be reappointed to the position of vice chair from the day of the annual meeting through December 31st, and beginning thereafter at such time as he is reappointed to the board. And obviously, if he's not reappointed to the board, then we'll deal with that. Does that make sense to everybody? And then, by the way, separately, we can resolve to continue this private sector discussion at our next governance committee because it's super important.
I agree with both of those.
Yes, this time I agree with both of those and just want to add to Mary Ann's comment. I don't think it's a problem to have neither of the vice chairs from the private sector periodically and as in this case, as long as, to use her words, you know, we maintain a strong private sector perspective and viewpoint. As long as we are credibly, you know, representing the private sector, I don't think it's problematic that neither of the vice chair for some period of time came from that sector.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. So I'll go ahead and recommend that we nominate John Edmond to continue to serve as vice chair of Brand USA through December 31st, 2017, and then commencing at the time thereafter that he may be reappointed by Secretary Ross to the board. We have a second on that nomination?
Second.
This is Barbara. Could I ask a point, clarification?
Yeah.
Before you vote. You're not saying that he chairs the audit committee at this point. We're just saying that he remains on as the vice chair.
That is correct. That's right. We haven't gotten to that.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't worry.
Okay.
No, I'm glad you asked. That's because I know we talked about the roles that those vice chairs have had in the past. Yeah, this
correct.
Is just that you serve as vice chair for that period of time and with that odd contingency.
Okay.
Did I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. So John is in the role as discussed. Given my somewhat unusual role on the board, a couple of people have suggested to me that it makes sense that I remain the board secretary as a sort of practicing attorney on the board. I'm not sure that my 3 years of law school are put to great use as secretary, but they are sometimes, and I'm happy to serve if everyone else is happy for me to serve in that role.
If I could just chime in, that would be also my preference if everyone is agreeable.
Agreeable, very agreeable.
Yeah, definitely no objection here.
Okay, I think it's weird nominating myself, so can someone else do that?
I nominate Andy.
I second.
I'm proud to do so. Proud to do so.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, great. And then finally, it's a strange peculiarity of the enabling statute, but we don't have to have a board member be the treasurer, but we always have, and we should, and Arnie has agreed to continue to be treasurer and continue to chair finance. And so, Jake, did we discuss that it would be good at this point to deal with him in both roles right now, or just as treasurer? I'm sort of forgetting.
In terms of the, what would the other role be? The head of the finance committee?
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's typical. So if you have a treasurer, they are, I'm not sure if the charter says that it will be chaired by the treasurer. I'd have to cross reference that.
It doesn't. I just know that we've talked in the past about
I mean, practically speaking, yeah, exactly. Practically speaking, anyone who's elected the treasurer is an officer of the company, and it's perfectly normal and regular for them to chair the finance committee.
And Andy, technically the chair is going to appoint the committee chairs, so it's not a formal action you have to take. It's usually the chair wants the guidance of your committee.
Oh, terrific. So we don't have to have a vote on that now.
Just on the
treasurer. You have to elect him treasurer. You have to recommend
the treasurer, that's great. Because I think, you know, one of the things, Barbara, and I assume you agree, you know, you've just taken on this role, and it would be really nice for you to have the knowledge of a full board to help fashion your opinion about this, right? So I just don't know how long that's going to be, but... I'll nominate Arnie to serve as treasurer of Brand USA for the next year. Any seconds?
Second.
All in favor? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
All right, terrific. So, Barbara and Jake, I feel like the only other thing we discussed that we think is important today with regard to committees. Otherwise, everything else should probably be left to, you know, further consideration and to see who's on the board, is that since Barbara served as chair of the marketing committee, and it would be, I think, pretty unusual that the chair would also serve as head of the marketing committee, that we need someone else to do that. And
the chair would like consideration for someone else to do that.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a workload issue as well.
So could people let's open that up for discussion. Would people share their thoughts about that, please?
Andy, can you quickly run down who are the available candidates?
Sure. So there's those of us on the phone. There's Kyle Edmondson, and there's Arnie,
Alice.
That's right, and Alice Norsworthy.
And your vice
chair. And Raleigh.
It takes a special resolution of the board to appoint somebody as chair who's not a vice chair.
Can you repeat that, please? And I'm sorry, Andy, I'm at the airport, and you said I was able to hear you again once you said, can I get some feel how the board feels about that? But I didn't catch what was leading up to what we feel about. I apologize.
No worries at all. Now that Barbara is chair, it just everybody, especially Barbara, recognizes that she should not also be chair of the marketing committee, and so while in general we want to wait till we have a full board to think through, and for Barbara to think through committee chair assignments, with this one exception of chair of the marketing committee,
we feel we ought to be able to recommend to the board at the next meeting who we would recommend to be chair of the marketing committee. It's just too important a role to be vacant.
Thank you. Thank you for that clarification.
And I was just opening it up for discussion.
As a purely technical matter, the chairman of the board designates one of the directors then serving as a vice chair to be the committee chair of the marketing committee. So it's technically a board chair decision, though in the past the governance and nominating committee has made recommendations or in effect ratified the recommendations of the board chair.
Thank you, George. So Barbara, I'll put you on the spot. Do you have what do you think about this?
My thoughts were about John Edmund or Kyle. Yeah. Now the challenge, though, is that John's term does expire at the end of the calendar year, and so are we asking for the chair to be through the end of the calendar year? What is the
I can share my opinion, which is that while we made that sort of special dispensation, for lack of a better word, with John Edmund serving as vice chair, I feel like we had the flexibility to do that because we have two vice chairs and Kyle will continue to serve on the board. It seems to me, this is just my opinion, but it seems to me that we ought to nominate someone to be chair of the marketing committee that we know will be on the board on January 1st. And if we want, and this is maybe something, Barbara, you can discuss with someone, I don't know, but if we want to nominate someone to be chair of the marketing committee on an interim basis until such time as John is reappointed, I guess we could, but unlike the vice chair situation where we have two, I don't know that we should I don't know that we should plan on having any period of time where there is no chair of the marketing committee. That is just my opinion. Unless you want to do it on an interim basis, right? I mean, that's the other possibility.
Yeah. Mary Ann, were you going to?
Well, we have Kyle as an option, correct then? And that would fit both that it was a vice chair role. It is someone that continues on and certainly someone that would be equipped to chair the marketing committee.
Correct. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I would just chime in, this is Jake, that Kyle is currently the audit chair, and that, you know, the big responsibility of the audit chair is finished in probably early to mid-February. So that's just a consideration. You can potentially transition him off after that, you know, to lighten his workload. So he may have a very busy January and February, but a less busy time after that. Purely a consideration for your thought and discussion.
So Jake, you're saying option one is to see if he'd be willing to do both, understanding that it's really just 2 months that he's going to have any heavy lifting for audit, and then he can focus on the marketing committee.
Okay. Right.
With the expectation that you guys would transition him. I mean, that would be my expectation.
Okay,
we could do that. Yeah, go ahead, Barbara, sorry.
Yeah, so I think we could put that forth if we, you know, kind of under the same circumstance that you had said before, you make the recommendation with further confirmation that would be okay. If the committee would agree or would think that's advisable.
Go ahead, Daniel, then I'll have one comment.
No, go ahead.
I just also want to take this opportunity that I think that, you know, Alice's perspectives on both board and marketing committee from her private sector perspective and just her budget perspective and her metrics perspective is always great to have. She would also be, you know, perhaps some future consideration. I'm assuming she's staying on the marketing committee, so could be that voice. So I just wanted to go on the record with that. Again, also I will say that I think, you know, Kyle's engagement at the international level in his day job, so to speak, obviously increases what a great choice he is for this role.
This is Daniel. The quick question I was going to ask. I know Tom and I are excluded because we're term limited out. Does Kyle have to leave the board, even though he has eligibility remaining at the first of the year? Or does that only reference me and Tom?
You mean John?
John, I'm sorry. Kyle, John.
Yes.
And John.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
He can't
right,
serve.
Right, Andy? Yes.
Yes. He can't serve past December 31st.
Okay.
I mean, I don't want to upset the apple cart here, but I just want to say that to me, I don't, you know, usually the chair and vice chairs rotate every year. Like, I don't. Again, I beyond don't have a strong opinion about this. I'm just throwing this out there because you mentioned Alice, and I agree with what you said, Marianne, and I also thought about the prior conversation about having two DMOs as the vice chair. In my mind, even if our director of marketing, or I'm sorry, if the head of the marketing, chair of the marketing committee, one particular year, doesn't happen to be a vice chair, that doesn't offend my sensibilities about anything. But my perspective may be very limited on this because I've never served on the marketing committee. So I'm open to either suggestion.
Well, what's the requirement?
Well, the requirement is that the chairman can only designate as the chairman of the whole board can only designate as chairman of the marketing committee somebody who is a vice chair.
Oh.
But by resolution, the board can approve somebody to serve as chair who is not a vice chair. So,
okay. Well,
in effect, Barbara could appoint either of the elected vice chairs as chair of the marketing committee, or with board approval, anybody could be appointed as chair of the marketing committee.
This is Daniel once again. I don't know anything about the audit committee, but what we always did was there was two vice chairs. One had finance, one had marketing. They were agreed to simultaneously, and then that was kind of the succession track to be chair. That goes all the way back to the first meeting we had when Stephen Klubeck became chair, Carolyn Bedetta became marketing chair, and I became treasurer. So we seem to be going in circles. At the end of the day, generally the executive committee of the board, which is getting depleted now, would sit down and figure out who should be the next leader. They'd agree upon it, then become front of the full board. But as always, the intent was one of the vice chairs was the marketing committee chair, and one of the vice chairs was the finance chair.
Do you mean the audit chair?
No, I mean a finance chair. I don't think we've ever had an audit chair that was the chair. I was finance.
That's where Tom Klein came from audit chair to chair.
He was the only one. Everybody else came out of finance.
As the treasurer, yeah.
It doesn't. It was always, that's how it was thought. Tom came out because he was logically the next person to be finance chair, and somehow I got swindled after Arnie became chair to go back to finance chair, and it was done that way because Tom was a Fortune 500 guy who had audit chair experience, so he went there. It was done. There actually was a method to the madness, other than me being swindled.
Yeah, so, but you know, what we have...
But you've been so gracious about it, Daniel. You've been so gracious about this, Wendell.
I've never been accused of that, but I'll take it. Tongue in cheek.
We also have this unusual circumstance where we have, you know, in the past, someone who was vice chair was able to stay on the board and continuously, mm-hmm. and we don't have that. So I appreciate that that's how things were done, but we do have a chink in the armor right now that we have to deal with, which is that John is not going to be on the board on January 1st. I'm very confident, sadly. So I think we just have to deal with that reality. He probably will be in the future, but he won't be.
So can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
If somebody made the observation earlier, and once again, one of the things that we always try to do, and Mary answered this earlier, was have a corporate person and a private sector person, or and a public sector person. Maybe now is the time to make Alice the marketing chair. She represents a huge brand that has a lot of cachet and political capital in D.C. They got lobbyists and everything up there. I think that's a perfect opportunity to get somebody like that in a leadership position. And then Powell's ready the year after. And now you're starting to develop a good track, but at least you're not losing any sleep in the way it's going now. You don't know when the Commerce is going to appoint these people. Usually they've done it, you know, in December, but there's no telling now. I mean, the Secretary's dealing with issues, and who knows?
If Alice is willing to do it, I think Alice would be an ideal choice if she's willing to do it. If we find ourselves with a dearth of candidates, and for whatever reason Alice can't, pending talking with Barbara, it's not out of the question that I could serve in that role. This is Tom O'Toole, if need be.
Yeah, I think that Alice is a great suggestion as well. I mean, it's one of the reasons why I brought it up. So
yeah, well, we would need to speak to her about that.
So. And you probably talk clearly to John as well. Yeah.
But we don't need to settle this today, right? So
we don't. It was just a desire to. A lot of what we did today was not obligatory. It was just in the interest of good governance. But if we are at a point where we think this A requires one-on-one conversations between Barbara and Alice and Barbara and John and maybe input from the rest of the board, you know, I think that's fine. Again, I've never been on the marketing committee. I don't totally understand the practical impact of not having a chair of the marketing committee. And, you know, Barbara, I hate to say it, but, you know, you can at least pinch hit, you know, until this is resolved. So maybe that's what we need to do.
So then can I make a motion to adjourn pending these conversations?
Well, I mean, I don't, you know, I guess, does people, anyone have further thoughts about that?
So could you just recap what the committee's action has been so far?
Yeah, sure. It's been to nominate Kyle Edmondson as vice chair, to mm-hmm. nominate me as secretary, to nominate Arnie as treasurer. It also has been, at least at this moment, to ask John to serve as vice chair through the end of December and to have him take back on that role should he be reappointed. I've had no conversation with John about this, though. This
okay.
is just, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we've decided so far.
Okay.
But you know, based on Daniel's comment and the discussion we've had since that, maybe we need to rethink the recommendation for John to serve as the other vice chair for no other reason that it is a strange situation we're in with the nomination process. And, you know, if we think that we should stick with the historical trend of having private and public, I mean, again, just as a member of the committee, I'm fine with all of these options. I'm trying to stimulate the conversation.
Well, it has been stated more than once that we don't believe that appointments will be made, that we're not at all hopeful, so that we really don't know after December 31st when John will return to the group. Is that?
We don't. unless Barbara knows something I don't, or Chris knows something I don't.
No, we don't have, I mean, Chris can chime in. We don't have, for certain, I think the goal or the hope is that we would get them by the end of the year, but we don't know.
Does Chris have any feelings about that? Chris?
This is Jake. We haven't, it's not uncommon to have had the appointments made this late, as Daniel noted. I think, you know, Andy's
Barbara and
point
I,
is...
Yeah, Barbara and I joined the board in February.
Yeah, I think you know, Andy's point is we've never had the issue where the appointments or reappointments have affected such a disproportionate percentage of board leadership, where we have two people in, you know, leadership positions falling off, and so that, you know, that is why that this is such an interesting discussion. But it does sound like thus far you have elected or are making recommendations to elect enough leadership to bridge the gap. The question of you know, a second vice chair and a marketing committee chair, you know, could be postponed until you've had a longer opportunity to fully flesh out, you know, what that means from a public and private sector, and then also from a board leadership perspective.
As a matter of order, Jake, just as, or George, as a matter of order, since we've had a vote about John, does that need to be undone in some way to be able to, sort of have that discussion go where we need it to be able to go?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Right? You guys are just making recommendations. They're not fully
That's
approved.
True.
Right?
That's true.
The board needs to approve anything that you recommend. You guys don't have the sort of power.
Authority.
So to speak.
Yeah.
So really, you've not done anything that you can't undo, or change. In between now and the board meeting in a couple of weeks.
Okay, then maybe Barbara, it, over the next couple of weeks, it makes sense for you to have a conversation with Alice and with John, and if there's a meeting of all the minds here, then this can be resolved very easily.
Okay.
Now Daniel gets his motion to adjourn.
I would say, Mr. Chairman, as a point of order, there's already an open motion to adjourn.
Okay,
second.
All in favor? All right.
Aye.
All right, goodbye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye.